This is a production of Cornell University.
I'm Dale, I'm an undergraduate. I'm the new chair of the Employee Leadership Committee. I'm Taglia. Everyone was our master last year. I'm the chair of UA this year. I'm a third year JD MBA. And I was an undergrad at Cornell. So I've been here.
Hi, I'm Margaret. I'm a junior now in my alarm school, and I'm the first chair of this committee.
Hi, I'm Sina Lin, first year traditional chair of the
committee.
I'm Gina Giamatti from the office of the
I think we can do more full introductions once we have more folks back committee, hopefully, before we begin to speak of all the graduate students, other undergrad, faculty members, both connected folks. Sarah, although that should be ending shortly, I hope things That would also be fantastic. And we also cannot go into the approval of the minutes. I don't think we should go too much into what the committee does, seeing as almost everyone is released from last year. We hope to get more new members. I think we should also jump over the discussion of the future work group's results.
So for example, three people likely to start.
Yes. It is now 5:03 p.m. I would like to call this meeting to order. Welcome to the first meeting of the Decoding Judicial Committee. I'm happy to be here. Actually, can you kind of give a quick introduction before you arrive? Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Ashwin. I'm a junior College of Arts and Sciences. I'm studying neurobiology and government. I was on the SA freshman year, now I'm on the UA. Undergraduate.
Guys, would you like to take a moment to review the minutes from last year? And I'm going to feel satisfied with your motion to approve the minutes.
Yes. Page 3, we're talking about off-campus, and I'll give you 2 minutes. I just want to make sure that it's fully listed what was considered serious violations, so staff and others should be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. So I just want to make sure the minutes are talked about.
That's in point 14.
Actually, if there's no objection, I actually have to table this for the next meeting because knowing that there are members who are ready to receive their money back, there's no reason that to be further to have them.
Is there any dissent to table? With that, we will table the minutes before the next meeting. And while we suggest for something, would you like to over a quick overview of what the status of
the ABC is? But I want to thank them again. They have done truly excellent work. Reached out to members numerous times last year, frankly weekly, held on the 6 or 7 forums, wrote an excellent report, which I will clearly admit I'm actually comment in on what we have. But I just want to say they've really done an excellent job. There was one more meeting that Rachel said, an informal meeting because the work group business end of term is coming Friday to review the draft report for final publication. I'm also happy to say, speaking with the president, President Pollack, that knowing where our draft report is and where her president's task force subcommittee on regulation of speech and press and everything today, the reports, insofar as they look at each harassment are almost very similar, and it's substantially 2/3 to 80%. They line up, which is excellent. In that, we have two separate committees and bodies came to roughly the same conclusions. Obviously, our core report has done that, but the conversation that didn't go well, and hopefully, we will have to make it progress moving forward. I don't want to take all of your points.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just
one of those. Would you like to make any comments before we do this?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that I would mention is that I wrote to President Collett during the summer when she had sent out her email with the final report, as well as her statement she was going to be moving forward, because I wanted to make sure that she was aware of where we were in the process, that we were working on this report and that we planned to have it submitted for the fall consideration by this committee. So that she, since there is some overlap, I want to make sure that everyone knows where we were, and I got a very nice response saying that she was coming to our report. So hopefully we will get this done and really done on Friday. I think it's in good shape for being that way, because we did a lot of work, we brought together a lot of recommendations as well as the rationale for the recommendations, the various rationales. So hopefully we'll get that to you very soon. Just as a thing of sympathy for me, I broke my wrist at the early part of the summer, so typing up the draft had to kind of get slowed down. Well, you know, what did I post that? Yeah. Right. I was like, whoa, you know, typing was really hard. It's completely back. It's been a rough year. I blame Trump for it. We're all working under so much stress all the time. But, you know, so, but this might have been too new right now, but it will be too new very soon. And I think that'll be great, because the fall would be a perfect time for this to reconsider it.
Sure.
Could
you just procedurally do a morning to the and a target is for individually all the work actually being discussed kind of thing, and that the charge and the individual issues discussed in it.
I think that there will also be more of my understanding of discussion with everybody. The committee is doing one of everything that is being done is essentially physically typing off the work that was done last semester. So there is no need to reconvene the committee, which may just not have had any more formal meetings. We're literally just waiting on a report.
I mean, the committee's work is completed, and as I said, I want to thank them. It truly was a very busy last year. The meeting on Friday, formally considered informal because the working group presents it's their charge ended. But in reality, the members of the working group will be attend going through the draft report and making sure it's adequate. Hopefully, the successful conclusions are drawn from. In terms of we could recharter, but the committee truly has done a job, has done an excellent job at it. And in terms of the procedure of going through the redraft and rechartering for the meeting, the procedure wasn't worth going through. It really, truly, the model that it worked. But I certainly built the comment we actually have, especially with the members of the office, everybody, to make sure that we are up on our procedures. But point I'm going to do. The committee's work is completely like shifted out of our policy and final
thoughts. Are there any other comments on the work that we've done? I think we should move to discussion on Resolution 24. I'm going to defer to Matt to see who's going to
the resolution. Yes.
I'm not aware that Margaret is going to be presenting the entire resolution. I think it's fantastic for us all happening.
No, I completely agree. I thought you were not thanking, but the committee last year, through the dinner saying, weekly meetings, Margaret, questioning weekly meetings, it was a busy year. And so Resolution 24 was a number of housekeeping amendments to the code. As you can see, they were present to support a very long and thoughtful response. This represents support for others, comments on others, and then areas of improvement for further. And I had said earlier, I was privileged talking here about in general, which I think we'll talk about later as we go. But in general, some good feedback. It really echoes into our lives of working collaboratively, as I've said a number of times. The administration works collaboratively. We work very well collaboratively when we want to. Case in point being the J, 3-point language, that was an excellent discussion, or a robust discussion, and it improved and integrated relatively seamlessly. This is the list, beyond the laundry list of issues that have been cropped up over years, small and large, going actually back to the meetings report, back when it was raised, now it's going on 6 years ago. But in essence, it's something to keep in mind. Some of the changes we're going to look at, trying to figure out how long we do it, and And as we look holistically into the larger picture, trying to see where we're going, I've been told by the administration that they want to work more collaboratively so we can have more discussion earlier on. Our hopes, to be honest, last year we tried to send comments, and historically they sent presidents to comment in prior passage. President basically that she doesn't want that to happen anymore. She wants more of a discussion passage so that we are not completely in the wrong ballpark, or we're not wasting our time on things when we could have simply had a 5-minute conversation to settle or understand who we are. But that's really where we are. This is a resolution with return to us. And you have to get in front of you with President Paul's response if he's attacked by it.
Michelle, is it appropriate when you go through the question? Okay. Mm-hmm. Can I make a point of the question first? You were going to have to explore some of the resolution. Yes. So can you kind of touch on that before I kind of read my comments so I can understand it?
Of course. So speaking to the executive committee assembly at the time, as well as the chair, they requested to be put as still four resolutions, but they chose to number them as subparts. So it was A, B, C, U, D, I believe. Or B, F, A, B, U, D, I think it was D, I think. And that's with that, they all are internally separable, and that the president could have approved A, but not B or C, et cetera. But for the executive committee, we controlled the agenda question that you've done in a format that made it easier for the assembly to see them, but still breaking up the way they were. Each one has language in it. It would be, there we go, lens. Versus 99 to 100, and that language is repeated elsewhere. It's, in essence, each segment is its own little segment, so that's trying to make it clear. And I spoke with Jane during the command to make it clear that subparts could on their own be accepted individually, while still not rejecting the whole. The president chose not to accept any of the parts, they returned them to us. Again, when I say that, I don't mean in a negative way. The president was not confident that it would be appropriate to code, and therefore asked them to take an initial look, and she expressed support for our desire to do updates to the code. But that's why it was done.
I actually got really frustrated by this. We had a really good semester of and all these issues. But we grouped them in ways that we thought there would be a likelihood of passage, and I think everyone around the table would be. And to see this, because I don't read 99 to 100 as being 7-1. I just don't see that. And so maybe it was a draft in language, but it feels very disingenuous that the work of this committee was not conveyed or advocated for, and I don't know what has to be in the discussion. But my frustration is that there's a lot of things that we just keep having to take our pen and paper. And so that makes the engineer harder. It makes it harder to do more adjacent, for example. Our office had a bunch of cases for subsidies. The provision that we talked about is studies for such after 5 years is not an option. So when we're looking at the adjacent cases, we're going to be looking at some serious violations. Some of the stuff with minors. I cannot tell you how we've tried for 2 years to get now I'm interested in finding how they vote. And we knew that that would be a price I wasn't going to pass, so I fully recognize that. But I just, my disbelief was palpable when I saw how the subsidy issue was debated. I don't mean to speak so passionately out of turn, but I thought we reached a place to compromise where we were going to move forward with the
question. Thank you. Ms. I, frustration. This is a residual pretty much what I want to have to apply. I can tell you I had very long conversations with the now former leadership of the assembly, as well as others who I personally mentor, advisors, et cetera. Because I think to the point I raised earlier, some of these changes have been sitting around for many years. Mm-hmm. They were, and even with President Pollack's return record, in essence, only if you could accept the connected two items, which in the Part C resolution, as we call it, and since there were other things there. So, well, I apologize that it came across because it was genuinely, the language was meant to do that. It didn't. I apologize again. And working the executive committee, our intent was to make clear that it could be different parts. But even in the way the response was given to us, there was no single part which would have affected all of them. And had it been they were already four separate resolutions. The only two changes she accepted four, there were four changes before, except for her seat. And therefore, it would not have mattered. I do understand that, and I again said apologize that it was not my intent to any way, shape, or form implement or countermand the will of the committee. I understand one four separate resolutions the president could bring to the non that monitors basically thought he might not accept it. It wouldn't that one could be sent back to us for done that was necessary without thinking it was just a case. Unfortunately, President don't just do not supposed to accept those comments on all two. And that is where we are. And speaking with her again, it's really historically up until now really this year, the code is in an area where the administration has been wanting to keep it separate, really do our own thing, and that only one film would like to talk with us. I've been told that 10 years ago it wasn't always like that. The conversation was this year, and the policy seems to be much more willing to engage with further. I think it's a very positive development, so we can potentially avoid say beginning of the transfers because it does create incredible frustration on this resolution and another number of other resolutions in the UA, FA, et cetera. But people felt that they did a lot of work and they really tried to compromise it. And then the speakers otherwise were told you can't do that, consider it. So they not I heard a lot before this. I really think this year we want that to move forward by the way. And I'll be honest, I just told you a lot of realize put a lot of time in this and I know somebody created it's not about being close to 10, but my group conversations with President have been positive, and that is the end of the end of the story.
It's my understanding that the resolution for and so I do think that some of my concerns is that the University of Hungary is where the founding is from.
How we want to respond to the president's overall suggestions for how we need to work with the president in the future.
that, I think we should quickly go into discussion on the conclusions regarding the task force. Have you all had a chance to view the president's suggestions to CJC on the new website?
So then I've heard you talking with Reverend Thomas about a number of recommendations. So I'm going to run through at a very high level and very briefly and paraphrase what our recommendations are. If I misstate something, please be aware of that. I want to make sure that I'm not speaking on her behalf when I'm summarizing the GMS. So the recommendations start out with the first one is, and I quote, significantly simplify the code. This is done on the committee's long-term radar. That code is written in language that someone describes in 8, otherwise it's kind of cool. We hope to certify code to make it easier to understand the community and all the equipment goals of that. She thinks of a number of other code that she might find interesting. For instance, actually, the kind of noting the brown students are found up. Actually,
if I may note, she wouldn't swear
to be brown.
What is it?
Well, the position that comes from the
okay.
Kathy, how about an example of the brown student code of conduct? Specifically, it has annotations in it. So, for instance, it would say, theft, permit activities, something is theft. And then we'll have a small paragraph about defining what is theft. Or, that means we really have a more explanatory note. Again, something that he talked extensively about last year. And you require. Additionally, looking one of her recommendations was to narrow the focus of the code and have it only apply to students. Noting to the record is that some test codes have been passed. Then also, 2.3 was simplify the process for administration of the code. And that means trying to transfer some things to the student's office and have low elements not have the same adversarial process. Focus more on alternative resolution and a conversation I told her that.
So we can send a link to everybody.
It's also in the email
this morning. The link is?
The link is. Yeah. It was that. The next one is, yes, right. The language concerning students compliance with university officials is in the enforcement of duties. Again, something the committee has spoken with. And actually, I know myself, and Professor Kevin Claremont, so of course, I've already heard. Based off of the language, I work speaking for myself, but part of that is may or may not have been lost in translation. I don't know if the code actually does how the part of the but I should clarify that. Next is modifying the discussions of penalty code to prevent enhanced penalties for harassment, other activities that are motivated by bias. This is something I love to work with our working with the process. That's the government that reports. Next is looking at expanding the code of harassment, the mirror is something along the lines of policy 4, also something very similar to what our working group has done. And then finally, there's another question about core values of the university, which also looked at, and the code has done is a indirect way, the correct way. Green light, the other code is fully tested, it is under the code or the code has the university jurisdiction, also something that our working group looked at. And finally, trying to break and rationalize the various systems on campus, that system 4, code, 5, 6, et cetera, to find it easier and more streamlined. That was something that the work we've also talked about in the clearinghouse. So that's a very brief, I think, paraphrase last summary of what the recommendations were.
The recommendations you posted online are even a little bit more brief than that. And would you be giving a document the way to translate this value?
Correct.
Are there any broad questions or questions on what the president has already publicly asked us to do?
What did she ask you to?
So in her new website, kind of going off of that side, there's a section on her diversity and inclusion initiative.
That's what you're going to do?
Yeah, so it's the last link I put in today's email. You probably have to control that, the word code. And she mentioned that she wants significant changes made to the campus code project. She says, we are asking the university assembly to address recommended changes to the campus code, which include reworking it to have an educational and aspirational lesson, punitive qualified criminal code, significantly simplifying it and having it use plain English, narrow its focus to students, separating standards of behavior from administrative procedures for managing misconduct, simplifying administrative procedures, expanding the treatment of harassment, permitting enhanced penalties for harassment or assault that are motivated by bias, and considering moving less serious types of misconduct to resolution. I would say there are eight there. I would say five or six of them are changes that we've been discussing for at least the past year. They've either come from our task force's public letter or they've come from the work that our own working group is doing.
If you go to section two, like the second to last box, are you on the diversity that you need to grapple with?
So it's the second to last box in section two, subsection two. And my immediate thought was that this is not specific, so we will be able to hopefully get more instructions from the president in terms of what he wants. And we don't have those yet, but if there is anybody who might respond to what is already from the seat,
what helps know that hopefully it will be making sense to him, thank you, sure. I think, and the reason I'm not putting it forward in public fashion is because it's going to reflect how we choose to pursue our actions, choose to act upon what we're going to have to do. And being that our minutes are in the public, it is important, I think it's important for you to talk privately and have a record about our candid thoughts, so we have to assess, determine how you choose to do that. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Motion to note the record that there was a ruling in the executive session to discuss strategic matters relating to.
And the committee will immediately adjourn after the end.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.